You are listening to an audio recording from the 2013 Christian Leadership Conference hosted by the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust and the Stewardship Foundation. This second talk from Dr. Richard Mao addresses the hard work of convicted civility.
When I was growing up in the evangelical world, there was one Bible verse that I heard over and over again. I heard a lot of Bible verses over and over again, but this one really stuck with me. It was this, from 1 Peter 2, or 1 Peter 3. Always be ready at any time to give anyone who asks of you a reason for the hope that lies within you. And boy, that was impressed upon us. We had to stand up for the truth. We had to know what we believed. We had to have strong convictions and have the courage to express those convictions anytime we have the opportunity to do so. But you know, they seldom went on to quote the next part of it, where the apostle says, but do so with gentleness and reverence. And as I think of the spirituality of convicted civility, it really comes down to phrases like that, that we need to do so with gentleness and reverence. And the need for that gentleness and reverence is pretty hard work. You know, the convicted civility, as I understand it, and the spirituality that undergirds it, doesn't come easily. That's why the writer to the Hebrews says that we're to strive to live at peace with all human beings. It takes hard work. And especially if we really take those convictions seriously, and not just convictions, but our lifestyles, the values that we operate with in the larger culture, convicted civility is hard work. And it's very important work. And it's not just liking people. It's not relativism. One of the concerns that I have about talking about convicted civility is that I came to civility with very strong convictions. And there's a lot of relativism in our society that they have to fight toward getting the convictions. I had to fight toward getting the civility. And that might be a good thing for all of you folks to talk about, because I think it's one of the spiritual formation challenges in many of our organizations and throughout the Christian community today. But the important thing is that that it does take hard work. You know, that idea of civility, and I'm going to talk for a little bit about the larger public realm, because that's the big issue today. I visited a congressman's office a couple of years ago, and he said to me, this is a Republican, conservative, good friend who I always have good debates with him and arguments, friendly arguments, civil arguments about policy questions. And I walked into the office and he said, right off, I got to ask you a question. How do we in Congress look to you folks out there on the West Coast? And I said, to be honest with you, you look awful. And he says, it's even worse than you can imagine. And of course, we've seen that very recently in the standoff in Congress and the like. It's almost a plague in our culture, including on the highest levels of leadership in our culture. The word civility comes from the word civitas, which is to be in the city. One of the best philosophical explanations of what it's all about is from Aristotle. The philosopher Aristotle said that we get our earliest sense of bonding, of feeling close to other human beings through kinship. Mommy and daddy, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, grandparents, cousins, that kinship system. And that comes fairly natural, unless there's something that gets really screwed up in the system. And then Aristotle says, after a while, what we have learned, first of all, and we had to learn it first in the kinship structure, we begin to learn to extend through friendship. We have friends who aren't kinfolk, but we feel bonded with them. But Aristotle says we don't really grow up, we don't really mature as human beings until we cultivate those virtues that allow us to feel bonded with other human beings who are very different than ourselves that we encounter in the city, in the public square. In the ancient Greek city-state, it was people from other city-states, people of other ethnicities, races, people who spoke different languages, people of different religions, coming together in the public square. And Aristotle says it's so important, having learned it in kinship, having extended it to friendship, now to be able to extend it even further toward other human beings. Why? Just because they're human. And as we Christians have a wonderful theological framework for that, and that is every human being is created in the image of the God and Father of Jesus Christ. And it's so important for us to get beyond the surfaces and to encounter the humanness of people that we encounter who on the surface, and maybe even fairly deep down, are very different than ourselves, but nonetheless, they're divine image bearers. And so civility is learning to be city folks. It's learning to relate to people who aren't kinfolk, who aren't friends, who may even be enemies or may even represent ways of life and belief that stand in conflict with what we deeply cherish, and yet we still need to recognize their humanity. So it's not just liking people. It's not feeling good about people. One of my favorite examples comes from a story about the Pope John 23rd, the great reformist Pope of Vatican II, when he was the Archbishop Cardinal of Venice. And he was sitting there one night all alone having his dinner. And toward the end, somebody came in and poured him a good glass of wine and a very expensive goblet. And then a young priest came in to report to him about what was going on in the Archdiocese of Venice. And after a little bit, the young priest started to talk about a rebel priest, a priest who was saying things that really were scandalous and trying to undermine the authority of the cardinal. And at a certain point, he got a little irritated because the cardinal just sat there quietly, passively sipping his wine. And finally he said, "Your Eminence, doesn't this make you angry? Can't you get upset about this?" And the cardinal had just finished his wine. He held up the empty goblet. He said, "Father, whose goblet is this?" He said, "It's yours." And the cardinal threw it on the floor, smashed into dozens of shards, pieces. And then the cardinal said, "And now whose goblet is it?" And he said, "Well, it's still yours." And the cardinal says, that's the way it is with that priest. He may be shattered and broken, but he's still mine." And as believers in the love and mercy and grace of God, the God who created every human being in the divine image, it's so important for us to be able to look at other people and say, they're still yours. Even though they're broken and shattered, they're still yours. And that's a very important place to start in cultivating the virtues and the spiritual qualities that are necessary for civility.